But first, Lebanese community leaders in Australia say 39 asylum seekers who drowned this week off Indonesia were duped by people smugglers who sold them fake Syrian passports. They say the group from an impoverished area of Lebanon were promised a safe ship to Indonesia, from Indonesia to Australia. But the so-called safe ship broke up during the very initial stages of the voyage. They turned back when it was clear that they weren't seaworthy, and the boat tragically broke up just 50 metres from the Java coast. Australian Lebanese community groups say at no stage are Lebanese asylum seekers being told of the dangers they face. Victorian Lebanese community leader Dr. Michael Kirala joins us now from Melbourne. Dr. Kirala, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Steve.
Many of you would be surprised that the people from Lebanon are trying to get to Australia. Many people would be surprised on an asylum seeker vessel. What do we know of those who died, and why were they so desperate to leave Lebanon?
It was a big shock for the Lebanese community in Australia, because we didn't expect people from Lebanon will be asylum seekers. As the situation in Lebanon not that bad as in Syria, so yeah, the whole community was in shock, especially when they knew there's a lot of children, women on the boat, and they all perished, unfortunately. So yeah, so it was a big shock, and we didn't know there's people smuggler already working in Lebanon, you know, to bring these people here to Australia to risk their life.
And do the people who risk their life by coming here, do they have friends and family in Australia that you know of?
Some of them, yes, they do have family in Australia, and the family, they were shocked also, because they didn't know that the relatives that are coming to Australia, they only knew when they had a call from the actual boat. Someone on the boat called them here, and they told them, we are in trouble here. And that's how they knew that there's some people coming by boat to Australia.
And you think they're economic migrants rather than refugees from the Syrian crisis?
What's happened exactly there? I've been in Lebanon. I just came back last week, and it's happened to be I'm born near this area there, and I know exactly what's happening, because a lot of...
Which area is it? Are we talking North Lebanon?
It's called Akkar. It's an area near the border of Syria, so... It's not far away from Syria, and this area, it's a very disadvantaged area in Lebanon, and it's been neglected by the Lebanese government for ages. So a lot of villages, they have no infrastructure, they can't send their kids to school, especially now with the floods of the Syrian refugees. So all the attention, all the United Nations organization, they targeted the Syrian refugees by help, and those local poor Lebanese are left with nothing. So one of the family, which is their relatives, told me here that he couldn't send his kids to school for the last 2 years because he can't afford it. Because what's happening, the Syrian refugee, they take any jobs. There is no work anymore for anyone there in these local villages.
Food prices go up, rent prices go up, and so forth.
Prices have gone up. There is no room anywhere you can rent or you can live. So it's a really difficult situation. And also, there is no security there. It's very dangerous and it's unsafe, because there's shooting every day, there's kidnapping, there's stealing. There's some Syrian refugee that will steal foods from fridges. So it's not that really safe. So I don't know if you want to call it an economic refugee or is that asylum seekers. It's a difficult say.
Do you believe more people are on the way from Lebanon to get to Australia?
Because when I was there, they've been promoting it everywhere. Everyone knows, was asking me, you know, what's going on? You know, is Australia open their door for refugee now? Because we see ads everywhere. We see people smuggler promoting their businesses, you know, to get people to Australia.
What form does that promotion take?
Word of mouth. You know, sometimes you can see ad in the local paper. You know, you want a visa to Australia. They didn't say how or who or anything. There's a phone number that you can call, and people smuggler will meet with you and, you know, and arrange for the shipping to Indonesia and then to Australia. And the message they're getting there is very powerful. They will tell them, well, you know, we'll fly to Indonesia, and the ship waiting for you there is a ship. It's not a small boat, you know.
Have you seen that advertisement?
Yes, I've seen this advertisement, and I met with the Australian ambassador in Lebanon, and he's very aware of the situation. And he asked me if he could visit the area, and I spoke to a few leaders in the area there, and they said it's not safe for him to come here, because, you know, It's very dangerous now. The security situation, it's not that safe, and the ambassador there was very keen to Kiev to visit the area, and he was writing a letter to all the mayors and community leaders in those particular villages to encourage, you know, to tell them, you know, to tell their people not to risk their lives. So, but still, the people smuggled message is still stronger than any other message.
And the smugglers, where are they based, and what are they charging?
They're mostly based in Tripoli, and they charge between $10,000 to $20,000. So it depends on the individual. So they look to the individual. If they can afford to pay more, they ask for more money. And they have price for children, for women, for men. They have different prices. So.
And just to recap, that's in a mainstream daily Lebanese newspaper. They actually advertise.
It's not a mainstream. It's like, you know, it's like a free
handout newspaper.
Yeah, and a newspaper. It's not the major newspaper. The major newspaper, they wouldn't put such ads. So, yeah.
Understood. Well, yeah. Dr. Michael Kerala, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
And Michael's the president of the Victorian Lebanese Community Council.